Please explain.
Welcome to this week's Please Explain segment. I'm Hansley. The Trans-Pacific Partnership was a cornerstone of Obama economic policy, a new free trade agreement which would have meant no tariffs between the 12 original signatories from 2015 onwards. Now, in 2017, the agreement, which would have dealt with approximately 40% of world trade, has seen the US withdraw, and a potential round two in a trade meet in Chile. So can the other 11 nations still salvage 7 years' worth of talks? This week's Please Explain guest is Tim Harcourt, the airport economist. So, Tim, firstly, I would ask, this pact was supposed to slash tariffs and boost growth between 12 nations, most notably originally without China and now without the US. Why was the US so important in this deal to begin with?
Well, I think this deal was partly the US and Japan trying to reassert their economic leadership across the Pacific to the exclusion of China. I mean, they were worried about China with the Asian Investment Infrastructure Bank and so on. So the TPP was a bit of a reassertion of American and Japanese leadership.
Well, I was going to go along that point and say that they did exclude China on purpose. Apart from the Asia Investment Bank, do you think there are even bigger political competition reasons behind excluding China from the TPP?
I think there is. You know, China's been pushing its Regional Comprehensive Economic Partnership, RCEP, you know, since 2011, and they clearly want to assert themselves with ASEAN, with India, and with Australia and New Zealand as well. And, you know, a lot of the geopolitical issues in the South China Sea are now bubbling along more intensely, I think, this year and even before the election of President Trump. So I think, in general, there is a battle for economic leadership in the world beyond the bank. But yeah, I mean, I think, you know, Julie Bishop offering the Chinese to join TPP now, I mean, they'd feel like second best at a ball, wouldn't they? Second date, you know, you don't get your number one dance partner, or you'll do. So, you know, I think that's slightly insulting to the Chinese, particularly when they had their own, you know, RCEP pact on offer as well.
Well, there was potential that the TPP could have been renegotiated without the US. Trade Minister Stephen Chobo spoke to Bloomberg recently, hinting that Australia would still be interested in salvaging what's left of the TPP despite not having the US on board.
There were a lot of hard-fought gains that were achieved through intense negotiations over many years in response or in relation to the TPP. I don't want, and I know a number of other countries, don't want to let those gains slip through our fingers. That's why I've put a focus on whether or not we could have, for example, a TPP 12-1. In other words, the TPP less the United States, given the US doesn't want to be part of it.
Tim, is this renegotiation, which they want to do in Chile, ever going to be feasible, do you think? Because this original deal took 7 years with the US, and that's too long to wait for another.
Yeah, well, these things are a marathon, not a sprint. I mean, all these multilateral negotiations and even bilateral agreements, you know, such as Australia's got with China, do take, you know, a decade or so in general. I think the interesting thing about TPP is, you know, there are tariff reductions, but Australia's got pretty low tariffs anyway. It's some of the other investor dispute resolutions and issues to do with plain packaging of cigarettes and pharmaceutical benefit schemes. So issues that impact on public policy that perhaps has made the TPP unpopular with the left, with Bernie Sanders and left-wing people in Australia, and also, of course, with the right, with Donald Trump. There is a view that this is a sort of trade agreement that goes too far beyond the traditional bread and butter tariff issues, which overall have been pretty successful and pretty beneficial to economies, including Australia.
What parts do you think of the TPP went beyond normal?
I think trade agreements should be about reducing tariffs, reducing subsidies, allowing goods to flow in and out of different economies, you know, customs regulations being more streamlined, standards being more consistent, you know, to make things easier. Trade facilitation should be an important part of it, as well as the reduction of trade barriers.
Tim Harcourt there, rounding up our conversation on the life of the TPP after the US withdrawal. And that is this week's Please Explain.
Please Explain. Please Explain.
And that Please Explain on the TPP was from reporter Hans Lee.